This Torah class is brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.
Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Aleph. Ad Eimasai, Chorshin, B'stei HaLovon, Erev Shviyas. Until when may one plow a stei lovon, a white field, where crops other than trees are grown, in the year before Shemitah? Ad Shetichle, Halecho, Kozman Shebnei Adam, Choshim, Lita, B'mishk, while the earth is still moist and people are still plowing in order to plant squash fields, which ripen quickly and can grow in the end of the year before Shemitah. Amar Rabbi Shimon, Nosata Toiras Kol Echad Ve'echad B'yodai, El B'stei HaLovin Ad Pesach, U'B'stei O'ilon Ad Atzeres. Rabbi Shimon said, if you give such an imprecise measure, each person will interpret the Torah for himself and decide if he thinks his field is still moist. Rather, a white field may be plowed until Pesach, and a field of trees may be plowed until Shavuos. And that is the end of Mishnah Aleph. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, Mizablin, Uma Adrin, Bamekshois, Uma Badlois, Ad Rosh Hashanah. One may fertilize or hoe around the roots of plants in squash fields until Rosh Hashanah. V'chein bebeis hashlochen. The same is true of dry fields where the produce ripens late and one must work the field for them until the end of the year. Miyablin, one may cut unwanted growths off of trees. Mifarkin, pull off unnecessary leaves. Me'abkin, put dirt over roots that become exposed. Ma'ashnin, and or smoke out the worms. Ad Rosh Hashanah, all these things are permitted until Rosh Hashanah. During Shemitah, these things are forbidden midrabanan. So that's therefore during Tosefes Shviyas, before the Shemitah year starts, they are therefore permitted until Rosh Hashanah. Rabbi Shimon Omer, Af Noitel Hu Es Ha'ala, Min Ho Eshkol Bashviyas. Rabbi Shimon said that even on Shemitah, one may pull off unnecessary leaves, since this does not improve the tree. It just prevents future damage. And that's the end of Mishnah Beis. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Gimel. Mesaklin ad Rosh Hashanah. One may remove stones from a field. Mekarsmin, cut off dry branches. Mizradin, one may also cut off moist branches. Mefaslin, or remove unwanted parts of the tree. Ad Rosh Hashanah, all these are allowed until Rosh Hashanah, since even on Shemitah, these things are only usher, they're forbidden, midrabanan. So therefore, until Rosh Hashanah, they are permitted. Rabbi Yoshua Aimer, Kizeiruda ukepesula shel chamishas, kach shel shishas. Rabbi Yoshua said that even on Shemitah, one may cut off moist branches and remove unwanted parts of the tree. Reb Shimon Aimer, Kozman Shani Rishoy, Bavoidus Eilan, Rishoy Ani, Bepesuloi. Reb Shimon said that even in the sixth year, removing unwanted parts of the tree is permitted only so long as it is permitted to work on the tree, meaning until Shavuos. And that is the end of Mishnah Gimel. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Dalet. Mizahamin, if the bark of a sapling peeled off, one may stick it back on with manure. The karchin oisan, one may also wrap the trees to protect them from the sun or cold. The kaimtin oisan, one may pour ashes over their roots. The oisin lohen batim, make for them canopies for shade. Umashkin oisan, and one may water them. Ad Rosh Hashanah, this is up until Rosh Hashanah, one is allowed to do all these things to a sapling. Reb Eliezer Berb Tzadik Omer, Af Mashkehu Es HaNoif Bashvius, Aval Lo Es HaIker. Reb Eliezer Berb Tzadik said that even on Shemitah, one may water the branches of a tree, but not its roots. And that's the end of Mishnah Dalet. Masechta Shviyas, Perik Beis, Mishnah Hey. Sachin, Es HaPagim, Umenakbim, Oysam, Ad Rosh Hashanah. Unripe figs may be rubbed with oil or punctured to make them grow better until Rosh Hashanah, provided that they will be ready before Rosh Hashanah. Pagei Erev Shviyas, Shenichnesu L'Shviyas, V'shel Shviyas, Sheyatsu L'matzei Shviyas, Lo Sachin, V'lo Menakbin, Oysan. However, one may not do so in the sixth year for the unripe figs that will not be ready until Shemitah, or in the eighth for the unripe figs that grew on Shemitah. Reb Yehuda Omer, Makom Shenagu Losuch, Einan Sochin, Memnei Shehi Avaida. Reb Yehuda said that in places where it is customary to rub oil on unripe figs, one may not do so, since this is considered a standard agricultural job. Makom Shenagu Shelo Losuch, Sachin. But in places where it is not customary to do so, one may then do that even for the unripe figs that will not be ready until Shemitah. Reb Shimon Matir Po Ilan Bimnei Shehu Rashoi Ba'avaydus Ho Ilan. Reb Shimon permits working on a tree in the eighth year, even if Shemitah year fruit are still growing on it. That is the end of Mishnah Hay. Masecht Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Vav. Ein Noitian, one may not plant saplings. Ve'ein Mavrichin, one may not run grapevines underground to make them sprout elsewhere. Ve'ein Markivin Erev Shviyas, Pachas Mishloishim Yoim, Lefnei Rosh Hashanah. Or graft trees in the 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, since they will take root during the Shemitah. Ve'im nota o hivrich o hirkev yakar. If he did any of these three things, he must uproot them. Reb Yehuda Omer, kol har kovo she'ena kailetes l'shloisha yamim shuv eino kailetes. Reb Yehuda said that any graft that does not catch on within 3 days will never catch. Therefore, it is permitted more than 3 days before Rosh Hashanah. Reb Yosi v'Reb Shimon Omerim l'shtei shabbosos. Reb Yosi and Reb Shimon said all you have is 2 weeks. The Gemara explains that Rosh Hashanah in this context does not mean Rosh Hashanah itself, but rather 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, when the period of what's called Tosefes Shviyas begins, the added amount that you add on before the Shemitah year. Therefore, 30 days must be added onto each of these opinions. And that is the end of Mishnah Vav. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Zayin. Ha'oyres, rice. Va'adaychen, millet. Va'progen, poppy. Va'shumshamin, and sesame. Shehishrishu lifnei Rosh Hashanah, misasrin l'sha'avar, umutarin b'shvias. Any of these that take root before Rosh Hashanah are considered the previous year's produce. Therefore, they are tithed according to the previous year. And when planted in the year before Shemitah, they do not have the restrictions of Shemitah produce. V'im lav asurin bashvias umisasrin l'shana haba. If they take root after Rosh Hashanah, they are considered the following year's produce. They have the restrictions of Shemitah, and on years other than Shemitah, they are tithed according to the following year. There are no tithes on Shemitah, and that is the end of Mishnah Zayin. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Ches. Reb Shimon Shizui Aimer, Poila Mitzri, Shizaroi, Lazara Batchila, Kayaitse Behem. Reb Shimon Shizui said that when Egyptian beans are planted to produce more seeds for replanting, their year is also determined by when they take root, as opposed to beans planted for eating, which are determined by when they are harvested. Reb Shimon Aimer, Afunim Hagamloinin Kiyotze Behem. Reb Shimon said that the same is true of what's called giant peas. Reb Elazar Aimer, Afunim Hagamloinin Mishet Tirmalu Lifnei Rosh Hashanah. Reb Eliezer said that giant peas are judged based on when their pods are formed. If their pods are formed before Rosh Hashanah, they belong to the previous year. Otherwise, they belong to the following year. And that's the end of Mishnah Ches. Masechtas Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Tes. Habitzolim Hasarisim, seedless onions, Upola Mitzri, Egyptian beans, Shemona Mehem Maim Shleishim Yom Lefnei Rosh Hashanah, that are not watered for 30 days before Rosh Hashanah, Misasrin L'Sha'avar, are tithed according to the previous year, Umutarim B'Shviyas, and when planted before Shemitah, they do not have the restrictions of Shemitah produce. V'im lav asurim b'shviyas u'misasrin l'shana haba. Otherwise, they have the restrictions of Shemitah produce, and on years other than Shemitah, they are tithed according to the following year. V'shel bal shemona mehem mayim shteyinois divrei Remeir. Remeir said the vegetables of a moist field that does not need to be watered often, from which water was withheld twice before Rosh Hashanah from its regular watering times, they are tithed according to the previous year, as opposed to when they are harvested, which is the usual rule for vegetables. The Chachamim said when the water was withheld three times before Rosh Hashanah, and that is the end of Mishnah Tes. Masechta Shviyas, Perek Beis, Mishnah Yud. Hadaluyim Shekiman Lazara, Im Hukshan Lifnei Rosh Hashanah V'Nifshalu Me'aychel Adam, Mutta L'Kaimen B'Shviyas. If squash are left growing to produce seeds rather than harvesting them while they are still edible, and they become so hard before Rosh Hashanah of Shemitah that they are no longer edible to people, they may be kept on Shemitah to keep producing seeds and may not be eaten or destroyed by the time of beer. V'im lav also l'kaimen b'shviyas. Otherwise, they have the restrictions of Shemitah produce since they were edible when Shemitah began and may not be kept since they now would require beer. Hatamar shalahem asurois b'shviyas. In either case, the flowers that grow from them on Shemitah have these restrictions. Umar bitzin ba'ofer lovan divrei Reb Shimon. Reb Shimon permitted watering a white field during the sixth year so that vegetables will grow during Shemitah. He also permitted watering during Shemitah so that they will grow in the following year. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov Oyser. Reb Eliezer ben Yaakov forbade this. Mimorson ba'oyrez b'shviyas. Rice paddies may be flooded on Shemitah to prevent a total loss. Reb Shimon Omer, aval ein mechaschin. Still, Reb Shimon said that leaves of the rice plants may not be cut to make them grow better. That's the end of Mishnah Yud.
You've just experienced another Torah class brought to you by TorahAnytime.com.